Hono mai e te iwi ki tētahi o ngā hōtaka mā tāmua o te hiku o te ika e te pairu nei ko te kuaka mā rangaranga, tahi me Girlie Clark, mane ki te paraere.
Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai na kia au, ko Girlie Clark tēnei, ngā kei kone te tahi tangata kia koutou e whakarongo an. I've got a gentleman on the phone and his name is Chris Spears. He's with a Ministry of Primary Industry, and he monitors all up the north here. So I thought maybe it's a good time and it's a good month to talk to him about what's happening around here. Kia ora, Chris.
Kia ora, Gabby. How are you?
Oh, very good. What about you? Are you enjoying it with that hot weather coming up?
Oh, I think it's getting hot. I think we're going to expect quite a few people turning up soon, getting out on the boat and getting out on the water.
Yes, I thought as much. And I suppose there are some out there already doing it before Christmas. Some will happen during Christmas and probably in January and the swimming months, you know. There'll be a lot of them around the far north, eh?
Yeah, we're expecting a lot of boat, a lot of people. A lot of people gathering seafood and hopefully sticking by the rules.
Yes.
For the ones that aren't, we'd like to see if there are eyes out there and people see it, get on the phone to the 0800 poacher number and let us know. And we'll try and get one of our full-timers or our honorees, which will be active around the area all over summer, to try and catch up with them and teach them how they should be doing it.
Okay. Now, you cover around the Cape, around the North Cape, right down to where again? Down towards Tokero Beach, eh? Whangaroa?
Oh, no, at the Kai Tai office.
Yes.
We sort of go from Tokero North all the way to the top and then back around the west coast to the Hokianga.
Oh, Hokianga, eh? Okay, that's the place that you monitor every day, is it?
Oh, we don't get there every day. It's a big area. And if we count the harbours, it's about 1,000 kilometres of coastline.
Yep.
So we try and get out there and we try and pick where the risks are. And if we can, we try and get staff out there to monitor where we expect the risks to be.
Mm. Okay. Now, like you say, I hope a lot of them will carry the quota that they should take daily from the sea. I suppose you practically know where all the kaimoana are situated all around this coast, do you?
Oh, we've got a good idea between us and the HFO, so we've got a good network of volunteer fishery officers that are really passionate about the fishery and know their areas really well, and they're going to be getting out and about, and hopefully people will see them and get a chance to talk to them about the rules and what's going on, and say hello if you see them on the beach.
Yep. Oh, that's good. I often wonder about that. Now, what is, for some of them on Oneroa Tohe, I've heard this so often. What is the mileage for fishing boats that are out there, commercial fishermen, and what's the mileage to come inshore that they're allowed to fish and then go back out again?
Okay, so the restriction for the commercial trawlers on the beach there is 1 nautical mile from mean high water. So when the tide's right out, that doesn't look like a big way, but it's 1 nautical mile. All the boats now, since the 1st of December, are now we've now got them on GPS, and we can see if any boat comes within that area, and we can check it out. And if anyone does see a boat and they think it looks suspicious, try and get a picture, try and get the numbers, and contact the local fishery officer, and we will look into it and try and investigate to see if they have been breaching the rules.
Mm, okay. Oh, well, that's interesting. Of course, and I'm saying about, when you're fishing off the boats and all, you have a quota system of how much you're allowed for each one on the boats. Is that how it works, Chris?
Yes, Yes. So each person who is actively fishing is allowed to take their daily limit of seafood.
Yep. And that's how they're meant to do it, eh?
Yes, and those rules are available on the ministry website, on the MPI website. We also have leaflets at the MPI office in Kaitaia, 5 Allenbell Drive. And we also put leaflets out amongst some of the sports and diving shops around town and in the area.
Mm. Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay. Oh, well, let's hope all the fishing people coming out of Kaitaia, like you get the ones from Auckland and elsewhere coming up north doing a bit of fishing expedition, as long as they know all the rules and the boats and where they're meant to be in and out, and some of those places they have rahuis on them, they've got to learn all that before they even fish in it, eh?
Yeah, most people are pretty good when they tow their boat up from Auckland. Some people don't know. We try and educate them. And if people continually do it or are doing things on purpose, then they will receive an infringement or a prosecution and end up going to court.
Mm-hmm. What about when they're holidaying? I have noticed when they're camping, and some of them, they go out fish, and then all of a sudden they're taking more than their quota, and it's done at night time and they're gone. And I've heard of this, and especially if they're up Oneroa Tohe at night and they fish or they pick up seafood, and the next morning they're out of there. I suppose those are the things that people have to watch when they're staying overnight. It happens on the beaches. I suppose those are the people you've got to try and catch, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, so we will do some strange hour patrolling to try and catch the people who are doing unusual stuff, or even just talk to the people who are acting within the legislation but at an unusual time.
Yep.
But, you know, if anyone sees anything suspicious that they think we need to look into, then call 0800 for poacher. That'll go through to our local on-call officer, and he will try and speak to the people and catch up with them. And that's 24/7.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thank you for all the info, and we'll catch up with you and have a nice, month of working hard on the beaches. All right, then. Nice to talk to you, and I'll catch up with you next time.
Okay, thank you, Gil. Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, lovely. Kia ora. Ai, hoki mai anō ko Chris Spears tērā no te Ministry of Primary Industry, ko eia te tangata e mauhere ana i roto i o tātou rohe i konei. Ko eia te mea mātakitaki ana kei konanga kaimahi kei raro i aia, mānei tirotiro e whakautuatu ngā kōrero, mana e mētu ki a koutou ngā ture, pēnā kore koe mōhio, ko e ware ware e. Kei konei te toa e 5 Allenbell Kaitaia, pēnā hihe ana koutou te mōhio me ngā pepa, kia mōhio ana koutou e hanga me ahe ana koutou ki te mou, iara. Nā, kia koutou, i te kāinga, pēne hērere maina wei tahi tāngata me koutou ki te hōrore e hoa, kia tūpato, akongia, e a koutou e noho maina mo te kirihimete. This is the time when a lot of visitors come from afar, from Auckland or other areas. They go fishing. And the most important part of it is to make sure they are aware of the rules of the fishing. If they are stuck, go and see number 5 Allenbell in Kaitaia. That's where the fishing shop with all the information about the daily quotas you're allowed to remove off the beaches. But there are some people that comes up here and they do make a bit of fishing and collecting shellfish, and some of them go to shops and they sell them. So please be aware of people that are around you when you're holidaying, especially the strangers that are on rocks, on sides of beaches whether it's Tai Tokero or Onero Atohe. And there are special fishing areas that applies, and of course, make sure that they're using the quota system daily during the holidays, not abusing them. Nā ere, huama ko tēnā aku wāhi kōrero mō koutou e pāna ki tēnei mahi mō te ika I te krihimete. Nā, kia ora mai, wena aku wāhi kōrero me tēnei tangata from the Ministry of Primary Industry. Kia ora.
Hono mai e te iwi ki tētahi o ngā hōtaka mā tāmua o te hiku o te ika e te pairu nei ko te kuaka mā rangaranga, tahi me Girlie Clark, mane ki te paraere.